Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is March 29, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. RBI approves CRIF Connect to act as an account aggregator. CRIF Connect, a subsidiary of credit bureau company CRIF, has received approval by the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, to operate as a non-banking financial company account aggregator, NBFCA, according to Financial Express. Tencent Cloud enables a digital-first experience for Canada Bank. China-based cloud service provider Tencent Cloud has been chosen to create and launch a mobile app for Canada Bank, a financial institution. Apple launches Apple Pay Later. Apple has announced the launch of Apple Pay Later, looking to enable US-based users to split purchases into 4 payments over 6 weeks, with no interest or fees applied. Greyhound and Paysafe to offer cash payments for online bookings. US-based bus transportation provider Greyhound Lines has partnered with payments platform Paysafe to offer cash services when booking a trip online. Equifax rolls out new credit scoring model. Data, analytics, and technology company Equifax has launched OneScore, a new consumer credit scoring model that combines alternative data insights with Equifax Cloud. Thunes raises $30 million MLN in Series C funding round. Thunes has secured a $30 million investment from UK-based hedge fund Marshall Wace, as reported by Singapore's Accounting and Corporate Regulatory Authority. G+D offers biometric authentication for banks. Security tech group GISIC plus Devrent, G+D, has launched a solution that provides banks with biometrics-based customer authentication methods for banking and transaction approvals. Zone taps ThetaRay's AI solution to safeguard payments in Nigeria. Nigeria-based blockchain fintech Zone has planned to integrate ThetaRay's Sonar AI technology to monitor and screen Zone's transactions in Nigeria. EMVCo, Fido Alliance and W3C partner on web payments. EMVCo, the Fido Alliance and the World Wide Web Consortium, W3C, have partnered to improve the security and interoperability of web payments within e-commerce. Zappo Bank and Circle to offer USDC deposits and withdrawals. Bitcoin custodian and licensed private bank Zappo Bank has partnered with financial technology company Circle to integrate USD coin payment rails as an alternative to SWIFT. Japanese VCs join $3 million growth round in Sweden's open payments. Swedish fintech Open Payments has closed a $3 million growth round led by Industrifonden with support from Japan's Sony Financial Ventures and Global Brain and existing investors. European Banking Federation sets out vision for digital euro. The European Banking Federation, EBF, has today published a vision paper on a digital euro ecosystem. Mama Money introduces daily automated cash balance controls with Duco's cash module. Duco, a leading data automation company, today announced that Mama Money, a rapidly growing fintech that offers cross-border money transfers and banking services, have expanded their use of Duco's no-code solution to add automated daily cash balance controls. Pan-African Neobank Payday secures $3 million seed round. Payday, the leading Pan-African neobank issuing global, USD, EUR and GBP, accounts to Africans, has announced a $3 million seed round, led by Moneypoint Inc., with participation from HOAC, DFS Labs Stellar Africa Fund, Ingressive Capital Fund II and Angel Investors, Dare Okoju founder and CEO of MFS Africa and Tola Onayemi CEO of Norabase. Zenus Bank acquires Financial Urban Exchange. Zenus Bank, the digital bank that makes U.S. bank accounts available internationally, is proud to announce the acquisition of Financial Urban Exchange LLC, FUEX Payments, a fintech specializing in real-time payments for the Caribbean and Latin American, LAC, markets. WEO Bank selects Paymentology for card issuing. Paymentology, the leading global issuer processor, has joined forces with WEO Bank PJSC, the region's first platform bank, to power its innovative banking model with customer-centric card payment services. Blockchain Payments Network Zone adopts Theta Ray to screen transactions. Zone, formerly AppZone, Africa's first regulated Layer 1 blockchain network for payments, and Theta Ray, a leading provider of AI-powered transaction monitoring technology, today announced they will collaborate to implement ThetaRay's cloud-based sonar solution to monitor and screen Zone's transactions in Nigeria for illicit activities and sanctions violations. More Wall Street giants back Versana syndicated loan platform. Deutsche Bank, Morgan Stanley, U.S. Bank and Wells Fargo are the latest financial services players to back Versana, joining a $40 million capital raise for the syndicated loan platform. CBOE Australia completes technology migration. CBOE Global Markets, Inc. CBOE, a leading provider of global market infrastructure and tradable products, announced it successfully migrated CBOE Australia to CBOE Technology on March 27, 2023. ASIC commences investigation into ASX's bungled CHESS replacement project. ASIC has confirmed to ASX that it has commenced an investigation into suspected contraventions of the ASIC Act 2001 and the Corporations Act 2001 in relation to the CHESS. Byte Investments builds out global advisory board with three key appointments. Byte Investments, the award-winning global financial technology firm, announces today that it adds three new industry-leading members to its global advisory board to further strengthen Byte's platform, Byte Stream, build relationships with customers across multiple industries and to continue to drive its growth and global expansion. Broadridge signs proxy voting distribution deal with SDC in Scandinavia. To meet ongoing regulatory and market demand for increased governance and transparency, global fintech leader Broadridge Financial Solutions, Inc. NYSE, BR, today announced that it has signed an agreement with SDC, a leading provider of banking systems in Scandinavia, to deliver its end-to-end digital voting solutions to SDC's customers. OpenFin adds real-time news coverage from Dow Jones to Workspace platform. OpenFin, the operating system, OS, of enterprise productivity, today announced it has partnered with Dow Jones to integrate trusted news, unique insights and expert analysis into desktops at major banks, asset and wealth management firms. UK open banking sector faces sink or swim moment. The UK's open banking sector has created 4,800 jobs and is valued at £4.1 billion, according to research conducted by the Coalition for a Digital Economy, CODEC, which nonetheless cautions that industry is at a vital crossroads. BIS Innovation Hub opens in Paris and Frankfurt. The Bank for International Settlements has opened its European hub, located in both Paris and Frankfurt, with a focus on decentralized finance, wholesale CBDC, cybersecurity and green finance. Zeledoni selects Wolters Kluwer's OneSumX for risk management. Zeledoni has chosen to implement award-winning software from Wolters Kluwer Finance, Risk and Regulatory Reporting, FRR, having selected the OneSumX for risk management solution. Neobank Relio receives FINMA fintech license. Switzerland-based Neobank Relio has received a fintech license from the Swiss Financial Market Supervisory Authority, FINMA, and must now wait for the approval of the supervisory authority to go live. EPI aligns with EC to broaden instant payments support. EPI company has expressed its support for the European Commission's proposed legislation on instant payments, which aligns with the Commission's retail payments strategy. Turkey-based QNB Finance Bank rolls out account aggregation tool. QNB Finance Bank Digital Bridge, a banking and financial services provider in Turkey, has announced the launch of a new service for companies called the All Banks application, according to PSM. WIO Bank, Paymentology partner to offer payment card services for SMEs. UK-based issuer processor Paymentology has teamed up with UAE-based platform bank WIO Bank to support its banking model with customer-centric card payment services. EU pushes for new AML and CFT rules. The European Parliament has announced that MEPs approved stricter rules for closing the gaps in combating money laundering, terrorist financing and evasion of sanctions in the EU. Cointract launches crypto trading app. Switzerland-based crypto platform Cointract has launched a new app that provides access to crypto investment opportunities. OKX to set up VASP entity in Hong Kong. OKX, the crypto exchange and Web3 technology company, has set up a Hong Kong entity for launching virtual asset services in the country. Patrix secures $18.3 million Series A funding. Patrix, an embedded payments company for high-growth vertical software platforms, has raised $18.3 million in Series A funding just weeks after securing a payments institution license in the UK. Freemarket names Greg Sherwin CTO. London-based fintech Freemarket, a trusted partner to global small and medium enterprises for international payments and foreign exchange, today announced it has appointed Greg Sherwin as Chief Technology Officer. Alipay launches incentive plan to support service provider partners. On March 29, 2023, the Alipay platform announced an incentive plan worth 10 billion RMB, approximately US$1.45 billion, to further support its service provider partners, ISVs. Viva Wallet launches pan-European marketplace platform. The Viva Wallet marketplace solution is unique in providing a pan-European payments platform for all marketplaces, active either online or in the physical world, including shop-in-shop business models. Citi takes securities lending platform to Sweden. Today, Citi Securities Services announced Nordnet AB, Nordnet, the leading pan-Nordic digital platform for savings and investments, as the first Swedish client to start lending through its innovative Citi Securities Lending Access platform. Treasury Prime partners Cable on financial crime compliance monitoring. Treasury Prime, a leading embedded banking software platform, today announced a partnership with Cable, an all-in-one financial crime compliance effectiveness testing platform, to enhance compliance assurance and testing capabilities for Treasury Prime customers. The cooperative bank selects Onfido to automate customer onboarding. Onfido, the leading global provider of automated digital identity verification, today announced a partnership with the cooperative bank, the original ethical bank, enabling a streamlined, secure digital identity verification for its new customers. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.